Detroit has a public transportation problem, and that makes it hard for kids trying to get to their after-school programs. That's where the Detroit Bus Company comes in. The bus company created this thing called the Youth Transit Alliance. What it is it gives kids a ride from their school to their after-school program and then home afterwards for free. Last year, they gave more than 5,000 rides to kids from over 10 schools in Southwest Detroit. They did this on a 24-seater bus named Loch Ness. If you saw it on the street, you'd probably stop and stare. It's huge and green and blue with graffiti designs all over it. 8-year-old rider Daniel Estrella thinks it looks kind of wild.
I would say this bus looks like it came from outer space and came to Earth, that it chose us.
Andy Dieterossi owns the bus, and he's the president of the Detroit Bus Company.
The goal is increased engagement. It's to show kids that there's a world outside of their immediate neighborhood, that they can go and learn and do lots of amazing things that they otherwise wouldn't think possible, and have opportunities available to them now that weren't available, and it's just via a simple bus ride.
The kids take the bus to a bunch of different programs, like music, karate, and web design. The program makes sure that kids choose things that they're really interested in, not just programs that they live by. Salvador Villagrana is a senior at Detroit Cristo Rey High School. He takes the bus to get to robotics.
What we're doing now could help us out in our transcript and going to college and open my eyes as in wanting to go into engineering. I wanted to start off with being a pre-occupational therapist, and it kind of changed my mind.
And kids have really benefited from these programs. The president of the company, Andy Dieterossi, said that putting these programs on their college applications has helped kids in the past.
We've watched kids go to programs and really come to rely on the Youth Transit Alliance for their success. And we've seen two kids directly get scholarships that otherwise wouldn't have gotten scholarships and are going to college now because of this service.
Kids as young as 5 ride this bus, and there's a conductor or a supervisor on the bus that helps them out with their homework and walks them to their door when they get home. Mary Mars is the YTA's conductor.
I had a few moments last week where it was really kind of emotional to walk them to their door and to make sure that they get home safely and to be the one responsible for that.
These kids don't think about the benefits that come along with riding this bus. They don't think that the YTA is safe, free, and reliable. Instead, they think about things that normal 8-year-olds would think about.
My favorite part is, I've never been in a bus like this. I think that buses are so cool because I can make some friends.
What's your favorite part about riding the bus?
That I'm away from my mom.
That was Joanna Gutierrez and Ileana Diaz. They take what Ileana calls the cool bus to get to Girl Scouts and tutoring. So different kids take the bus every day. As more parents hear about the service, more kids start riding the bus, and that changes the route. Recently, as many as 20 to 50 kids have been taking the bus, and so it's kind of a logistical nightmare, but Dieterossi says that it's worth it.
The kids have something that they can rely on every day, day in and day out. They see the same adult on the bus, the same driver. They're expecting them. That bus is there on time. It'll wait for them if they don't show up. This is a level of customer service that these kids don't have in their daily life.
But this hectic, creative program could all come to an end soon. The Skillman Foundation funded the company last year, but this year a big chunk of that cash needs to be raised by the Detroit Bus Company. And if they don't meet their goal, the bus will stop running in April. For Michigan Radio, I'm Paige Flager.